Hello, boys and girls out there in podcast land. This is Mark from the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show. Welcome to one of our classic reissue episodes. This is number 70. Basically, what we do is we take an old episode that's no longer on any platform, and we stick it on the platform. Now, the old shows we used to do were about 20 to 30 minutes long. So generally, what I do is I put two shows into one to make a longer show. Now, Danny is out gallivanting about the planet with his wife doing who knows what. But yeah, he's a busy guy. So he'll be back in a couple of weeks and we'll have a brand new show for you. And while we're waiting for that, check out the Spotify Hard Rockin' Trivia Show playlist. Please subscribe to it. I think we're up to 16 people. Let's try to get it to 18 people. What do you say, people? It's HRTS Rock Playlist. If you do that, just click on it. Subscribe to it. Check it out. If you're a free Spotify user, they throw on commercials every couple songs. Every three or four. But if you pay for Spotify, there's no commercials whatsoever. So if I come across anything new, I throw it up there. It's worth checking out. So, and it's a broad variety of hard rock tunes from the early 70s all the way up to yesterday. So if you're looking forward to hearing that new Skid Row album, there's at least three songs on the playlist right now. Also, if you have a couple minutes, whatever platform you're using to listen to us, go ahead, subscribe, and even leave a show review. Give us 5 stars. What else you got to do today? Come on. Help a brother out. And on that note, enjoy the show.
On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, once again, kiddies, it's time for a little bit of rapid fire here on the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. Danny, are you ready?
I am. Bring it on.
Okay, question number one. Name two major bands that Richie Kotzen was in before forming the Winery Dogs.
Oh, Richie Kotzen. Well, he took CeCe's place in Poison.
That's correct.
That was a really good album. And he was also in Mr. Big, wasn't he?
You are correct, sir. Yes. 2 for 2 there. I got to see him. I get to see him tour with both those bands.
Really?
Yeah, I saw him on that Poison, that one Poison tour he did. He was phenomenal. I think he was like 19 at the time, and he started singing with Brett. I'm like, holy moly, who's this guy? The band made the band sound so much better.
Yeah,
and tighter.
Yeah, CeCe's not much of a singer.
No, it was awesome, and then it all fell apart.
Yeah, though CeCe does sing my favorite Poison song.
Oh, let me guess. I hate every bone in your body but mine.
Yep.
Okay.
I love that song.
Classic poetry. I can't believe we haven't done that on
really
intellectual poetry.
Right.
It might come up in the future.
I'll write that down.
Okay, your turn.
Okay, question number one. Book of Souls is what number studio release for Iron Maiden?
Holy moly. Are you going to make me count this out, or should I just guess?
Well, that's up to you, however you need to come up with that number.
Oh, because if I sit there and try to think of every single album, we're going to be here all day, so I'm going to take a stab at it. I'm going to say it's number 12.
Oh, no, number 16.
Damn it! You're not counting live albums, are you?
Nope, just the studio ones. I checked.
Okay, well.
Just studio, yeah, they had all those albums that kind of tanked in the...
Sorry, Maiden fans. I kind of checked that out their album 6.
Yeah. Yeah, though, well, I guess we'll talk about that album, but I love Book of Souls. Just got to say.
Okay.
All right.
It's awesome.
So Danny's recommending it right now.
Oh, yeah. That's a big thumbs up.
Okay.
Up. All right. Turns.
You ready here? Question two. What is the name of the band that has a mascot named the Mighty Tior?
The Mighty Tior?
Yeah, T-I-O-R. They have a mascot that appears on most of their albums, and that's his name.
That's not Riot's little seal, is it?
It is.
The Mighty Correct. Tior.
The Mighty Tiors, and now you know the name of that stupid thing.
Tior, okay.
See? You learned something new today.
All right, well, how about a question for you that's around a mascot then?
Okay, tell me all about Eddie from Maiden.
No, not even close.
All right.
All right, what's the name of Megadeth's mascot?
Oh, crap.
No, that is not correct.
No, that's not my answer. That's my guess. You know what? I've heard it many times. Oh, what was it? I'm going to guess, is the mascot named Lars?
No. No, it is not.
Damn!
I think that would have sealed any kind of reunion right then. No, its name is Vic Rattlehead.
Yeah, I should have got it. That was too easy. Vic, damn it.
Yeah, kind of makes sense when you see it. But
all right, question number three for you. What musician has played in all of these bands? And I'm going to name them. All
right.
Dio, Whitesnake, Blue Oyster Cult, Ozzy Osbourne, and Angel. This guy has been in all of those bands at one point in time.
Okay. Whitesnake? You said Whitesnake?
Dio, Whitesnake, Blue Oyster Cult, Ozzy, and Angel. But he's been in more bands than just that. I just named some of them.
Definitely not Greg Giuffria. Not Frank DiMino. I can't remember Punky Meadows being in any of the... I got to say the bass player, Felix Robinson.
Felix Robinson was never in Dio, Whitesnake. But you're right, it is a bass player. Yeah. And this bass player likes to lick his fingers a lot.
Rudy Sarzo?
Rudy Sarzo.
He was an angel?
He replaced Felix.
Felix.
But he never actually recorded with him. He's in the band for a while, and then the band broke up.
Oh, man.
Just if I'd have said Quiet Riot, you would have got it right away.
Well, yeah. Well, so, no, I mean, it could have been Chuck Wright, because Chuck's been in all kinds of bands.
Yeah, and Chuck Wright's still in Quiet Riot.
Yeah. Did you see that documentary on Quiet Riot?
You know what I did? I saw it about 2 weeks ago. It was great.
Yeah, it was a good one.
I really liked it.
Yeah, didn't make Chuck look too good, but complaining about its bass rig all the time.
Everything was always messed up, yeah.
Get a new bass rig, dude. I'm sure you get them free. Jeez.
I mean, they could have kept going on with the jizzy years.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Who has been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame the most times?
Band or person?
It's a person, and remember, you can be inducted as a person or as part of a band.
I'm going to say all the members of the Beatles.
Well, they're all inducted twice. Yep, as a Beatle by themselves.
So is there somebody else in the Beatles?
I think Paul McCartney should be. I don't know that Wings is going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but
I doubt it.
They're not yet. So,
did I get this answer? Am I?
No, that is incorrect. It's not a Beatle, though. It's a friend of the Beatles.
A friend of the Beatles has been inducted more than one time.
Very good friend of the Beatles.
Is he a musician?
Oh yeah.
Is it something really obvious? I'm missing.
You want a pretty obvious hint?
Sure.
He played lead guitar on While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Eric Clapton.
Yep.
Yeah, it was too obvious.
Yep.
Oh, speaking of documentaries, did you ever see that Ginger Baker documentary?
No.
Oh, there's a terrific one on Netflix. Check it out. That guy, tremendous talent, but he's such an ass. Oh my God, you're gonna respect his playing, but you're gonna think, God, this guy's a douchebag.
I was in a band.
Oh my God, and you know when he was in that band with Gary Moore? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
They don't even mention that.
Really?
He mentioned how much he hates Jack Bruce.
Uh huh.
Anybody played with him off and on forever. And he was in that Gary Moore thing with Jack Bruce, and they didn't even bring it up in the documentary, but it's cool to watch.
Well, I think that thing with Gary Moore was just so quick. What was it, BBM or something?
Yeah, I think it failed because I think they just couldn't get along.
I think Gary was a perfectionist. Well, I know Gary was a perfectionist.
Well, if you see this thing, Ginger Baker's a perfectionist too.
Huh. Interesting. What's it called?
Yeah. I forgot. Just look up Ginger Baker documentary. You'll find it's really easy to find.
All right.
Oh, so now we have to pick something to play.
Oof. Let's see. We talked about Iron Maiden, Eric Clapton, Megadeth.
Richie Kotzen and Poison. We talked about Riot. Rudy Sarzo's billion bands.
Let's pick something from Riot.
Okay. From the Rhett, how about something from the Rhett Forrester years?
Ooh, yeah. How about CIA?
We can do that here on the Hard Rock and Trivia Show.
Nice.
Once again, kiddies out there, it's time for Cover This. We're going to play a song for you that's a cover. You have to tell me the original artist, the band covering the song, and the name of the song. All right, Danny, you ready?
Yep. Let's bring it on.
We skipped the life and angle. Turn some cartwheels across the floor. I was feeling kind of seasick when the crowd called out for more. The room was humming harder and the ceiling flew away when I called out for another. The waiter brought a tray.
Danny, so who is the original artist of that song?
I think that was Procol Harum.
That is correct. Name of the song?
So that was Whiter Shade of Pale.
Good, and who covered it?
I think that's Sammy Hagar singing, so I'm going to say, is that The Circle?
That would be incorrect. All right, this should give you another hint about this. This cover came out in 1984. And it's not Sammy Hagar by himself.
Is it HSAS?
Correct.
All right.
I didn't realize they did that song. Actually, yep. If I think about it, I do think I remember them covering that.
Yeah, that was their second single, I think, off of that album.
Yeah. Well, that was a great band.
Yeah, can you name what the HSAS stands for?
Yeah, there's Sammy Hagar, Neil Sean, Kenny Aronson,
yep,
and Michael Shreve.
Oh, wow. 4 for 4 out of the park.
You know what I mean?
Good job.
Nice.
All right.
I do
all
know
right.
a couple things.
You do?
Of course, I don't know the volume of a cylinder, but whatever.
Huh?
If you enjoy the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, you can go to Spreaker.com and sign up for free to follow the show. All past episodes can also be streamed or downloaded at Spreaker.com.
We're going hopping, hop, we're going hopping today. When things are popping, pop, a Philadelphia way. We're going to drop it, drop, on all the music they play on the bandstand. We're going swinging, swing.
All right, hello everybody out there. It's time for Rate a Record, where we pick a new release or an old classic, and we talk about it and give it one of our ratings, and hopefully if it's any good, you guys run out and buy it. And this week, we're going to do the Winery Dogs and their second album, which is called Hot Streak. And see, Danny, you were supposed to go see the Winery Dogs, but you blew it, didn't you?
Blew it big time. They were playing within about an hour and a half, 2 hours from me, and I could have gone. Nobody would have gone with me, but that would have been fine, because how often do you get to see the Winery Dogs or Billy Sheehan? But
yeah, they're actually playing, I think, near me soon, and I don't think I'm going either.
Oh, well, see.
But one, I don't have anybody to go with, and because everybody I know hates this kind of music I listen to.
What?
And plus, I
need
I don't
new
have
friends.
Any money. Yeah, I do. Oh, my friends like other stuff. I don't know. They don't like music much. They're not freaks like me and you. But
like
anyway.
Justin Bieber.
Taylor Swift. Oh, yeah. Terrific. All right. So this is their second album, and I guess I'll go first. I like it about the same as I like their debut album. The musicianship is top-notch. I mean, come on, Richie Kotzen's guitar playing and singing is great. Billy Sheehan is one of the best players, bass players on the planet. And Portnoy's awesome, too. Some of these songs really slay me. Let's see the ones that I really like. Oblivion. I like Captain Love. I like War Machine. Even like the kind of a strange, funky song called Hot Streak, which kind of reminds me of James Brown. I remember James Brown used to go, hot tub, hey, wow. I could hear James Brown doing Hot Streak.
I wonder if that's where they got that riff from.
I don't know, because feel. I know Richie Kotzen loves 70s and 60s R&B stuff, and it's reflected on some of his solo albums. So he's... He's got that side to him besides the heavy metal shredder side also, but I know he likes the R&B. Songs I don't particularly care for. I didn't like the ballad Fire. That just bored me to tears. Oh, I also like the song The Lamb, the last song on the album. But overall, it's pretty good. What'd you think?
I think I think this album is like the next step up for these guys. I mean, their first album was tight, but this is, they've ratcheted down, and these guys are so in sync, it's unbelievable. Like you were saying, the song Hot Streak is all funky, and the tightness of that song, you can't be loosey-goosey with that one, because it's so syncopated, and it's on the mic. That's my favorite song on the album, Hot Streak. And I don't know if you watched the Eagles-Giants Monday night game, but they played part of that Hot Streak riff during when they were going out to one of the breaks.
It was better than that game. That game was terrible.
Oh, awful game. It was like somebody had to win just by default. Neither team wanted to. But anyway, I pretty much like most of the same songs. I don't mind that ballad. I think it's
fire.
Good song.
I mean, there's like two ballads on it, and I think that was the weaker of the two ballads.
Yeah, I do like Oblivion a lot and Captain Love and. War Machine, The Devil You Know. But yeah, I definitely think the vocals have gotten a lot better too. I think Richie Kotzen's getting more confident with it. He sounds great. Not a lot of people seem, at least a couple of friends of mine here, don't like Winery Dogs because of his voice, but I think they're crazy.
Yeah, I mean, his voice is tremendous. Another thing is, when you listen to this album, don't listen to it on MP3. Get the CD and listen to it on headphones, because they can hear everything going on. Just that song, Hot Streak. Just listen to what Mike Portnoy is doing with the drums. Just a little tap of the rim shots. Yeah.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
It's amazing.
Yeah, you don't want to listen to it on little earbuds.
And just hear the stuff that Billy Sheehan, the little runs Sheehan's doing while Richie Kotzen is singing. It's like, wow. And the amazing thing about Billy Sheehan is he can't read music. Do you know that? He's self-taught, because he was a guitar player first, and then he picked up the bass. Self-taught guy, can't read music, but he comes up with all this stuff that's mind-blowing.
It's unbelievable.
So we got to rate this album now.
Wow.
On the old American High School 0 to 100
Whew.
Scale.
Well,
what do you think?
I'm going to give it about a 94.
Wow. I think you're giving it a solid A.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna go a little less. I'm gonna give this an 84.
84, okay.
Because I don't think it's perfect. It's a solid B. There's a couple of songs that don't really slay me, but then there's a lot of great songs too. So
yeah.
So I both seems like both of us would recommend this album to everybody out there.
Yep, absolutely.
And the combined average is what, 89? Hey, that was pretty quick, huh? So that's the Hard Rock and Trivia Show stamp of approval. So go out and buy this.
Yep, definitely.
I don't think you'll be disappointed, and definitely listen to it on headphones. And if you get a chance to see them live, it's really amazing with these guys, because the music is even better live than it is on CD.
Because they can pull it off. That's the thing.
Yeah, and they all sing background.
Yeah.
So there's no help there. It's just three guys playing. Yeah, so maybe next time they come around, you'll go check them out.
I hope so.
Or maybe they'll play on M3 again. You never know. They should.
Man, I always look forward to getting the M3 lineup.
Yeah, that should be coming out in January. So
yeah.
Maybe when they come out with their lineup, we'll do another show. That seems to be pretty popular when we do that. We're doing a little preview. So now we have to pick a song from this album.
Ooh, I definitely think we got to pick Hot Streak.
We got a big hot. We're gonna play the funky one with the
funky
James Brown vibe. When it turned people off, or they get turned on.
Well, if you know that this is a little bit different than most of the rest of the album. I mean, it's full on hard rock shredding, a lot of shredding from Richie. But this song, I mean, there's shredding in this song too. But it's the amount of bass and drums that are just going off, it's amazing. So
yeah, but can you see somebody, this song could catch on. Can you see somebody in Vegas playing this song? I'm on a hot streak.
I'm on a hot streak.
Oh, yeah. I can see that happening. I wonder if they're going to release this as a video. I mean, they already did with Oblivion, but this song's a little different.
Release this as a video. Them playing in Vegas.
Yeah. See, look at it. We're already writing the video as we speak.
Yeah, that's right. And then at the end, they're walking down the street totally broke.
There you go.
Just with their guitars and drums. That's all they've got left.
So, yeah. All right, so let's play Hot Streak.
On the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show.
Again, kiddies out there, it's time for Cover This, where we play a song that's a cover song, obviously, because it's called Cover This, and you're going to listen to the song, and you have to guess the artist, the name of the song, and the original artist. All right, Danny, are you ready?
Yep, here we go.
I'm not afraid to die.
Okay, Danny, give me the original artist of that song.
All right, that's the Kinks.
Correct. Or give me the band covering it.
Wow.
Or just give me the song.
It's All Day and All of the Night, and right. I'm going to say it's L.A. Guns.
This cover came out in 1981 from a new wave of British heavy metal band. Does that help you at all?
Wow. Let me think.
Who played a lot with Maiden in the early days in the UK.
Yeah. I'm going to say... Wow, it doesn't... Saxon.
You want another clue?
One more hint.
All right, there was brothers in this band, the Troy Brothers.
Troy Brothers.
And this band is still around, but they're not very popular.
Was that Praying Mantis?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, when's the last time you listened to Praying Mantis?
1982, I think.
Okay. Actually, you just listened to them now.
Yes.
So. 2015.
Well, besides that.
Yeah.
All right, that was a good one.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Fair use is a limitation and exception to the exclusive right granted by copyright law to the author of a creative work. In United States copyright law, fair use is a doctrine that permits limited use of copyrighted material without acquiring permission from the rights holders. Some examples of fair use include commentary, criticism, parody, and teaching. The Hard Rocking Trivia Show promotes the music played on the show and urges its listeners to purchase said music from the artist's official website, iTunes, or Amazon.com.
Once again, it's time for intellectual poetry, where you have to guess the name of the band just based on the lyrics. Daniel, are you ready, sir?
Yep, I am.
All right, here we go. Let's see if I can read today. Maybe I should put my glasses on. We've taken too much for granted, and it's all the time it had grown. From techno seeds we first planted, evolved a mind of its own. Any clue?
Except.
Not bad. Not a bad guess. All right. Marching in the streets. Dragging iron feet. Laser beaming hearts. Ripping men apart.
Judas Priest.
You got it.
Yeah.
What's the name of the song?
Metal Gods.
Oh, you got it. Good one. They got that one pretty quick.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah. Ripping Man Apart. Yeah, I mean, there's not much to the lyrics, but it's a good tune.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a great album.
Yeah, I remember that's the first album I got into Priest with.
Yeah.
I bought it in Germany, and just based on the cool cover, I went, oh, man, these guys rule.
Oh, yeah.
This is fantastic.
All right.
And did you see on That Metal Show... They asked the guests which one was better, British Steel or Screaming for Vengeance.
I don't think I watched that episode yet. I have them all on my DVR.
Yeah, that was the one they just had.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
The episodes when they have three guys on there, those are the pretty good. They're getting better at doing that.
Yeah.
But they were talking to the guests a lot more and not doing segments like we do. Yeah, so.
Well, we'll start talking to the guests more.
I think it was Tame Me Down, Mark Slaughter, and the lead singer from Black Veil Brides.
Oh, okay.
But it was interesting because Tame Me Down's really funny. So, yeah, it seems like and you see the one with Chris Jericho's really funny.
Oh, yeah, he's a riot.
Yeah. Love it.
On his nose.
Yeah. He's got a good podcast. When he has musicians on it, those are the good ones. I could care less about the wrestling, but when he talks The Rock, it's an awesome show.
Yeah. Yeah, Dana awesome. Was telling me today we should get some guests.
Yeah, we'll ask Chris. Actually, Chris follows us on the Twitter.
Oh, Chris Jericho
follows our show. I mean, I don't know if he pays attention, but someone in his office follows us, so
yeah.
That's kind of cool. Yeah, it would be kind of cool. We know we have to do if we could do it on Skype, if we could get somebody else to come in. I'm sure you can conference call. I just don't know how to do it yet.
Yeah, it would be. I think it would be easy enough to do.
We'll even get you one of your friends and the guys who feeds us the questions.
I'll get Jamie on there.
Get three people on there, and he can feed both of us questions. And then we can ask him questions.
Yeah, smart guy.
Yeah, tough guy. Come on. And I know Nick from the Pot of Thunder podcast, the Kiss one where they do all the song, each one song an episode, he says he's going to write some questions for us. So maybe we can play with Skype a little bit. Maybe
put our heads together.
Yeah, we're not that tech savvy, even though Danny does databases and computer stuff for his job. But
yeah, kind of.
And I work with special needs kids, so I have no technical ability whatsoever.
Can't you ask them about Skype?
They probably could. Yeah, they could probably do better than I could. So maybe we could start doing that.
I'm sure there's a way to get a third person on here.
And maybe just play around with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can record it and do that.
All right. Cool.
All right. We'll see. So now, since we've been blabbing about all that stuff, maybe let's just play the damn song.
Anyway.
All right. Let's play Judas Priest's Metal Gods.
On the Hard Rock and Trivia Show.
Thank you for listening to our reissue episode. If you got some time, check out the Pod of Thunder podcast as well. This week they cover one of the songs I submitted. It's Queen's Get Down, Make Love. Check it out. You won't be disappointed. Super funny show. Very entertaining. All right. I will see you in a couple weeks. Take care.